The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Life appears to be slowly returning to normal for embattled L.A. City Council member Kevin De Leon. Greg Figner reports from City Hall, where today's headline was supposed to be the vote on a new protection for L.A. renters.
Los Angeles City Council member Kevin De Leon spoke during today's Los Angeles City Council meeting. He used the end of the meeting to pay tributes to three lives lost in his council district.
There's not a lot of details, but this past weekend, we had three tragic homicides, both in downtown Los Angeles as well adjacent Skid Row. May they rest in peace.
It's the first time we've heard from De Leon in the council chamber since the racism scandal that broke mid-October. And on the agenda today, there was a contentious vote. It was about extending a protection to tenants. If their landlord raises the rent in excess of 10%, the landlord owes the tenant relocation money. It passed the vote 10 to 2. The no votes were from councilmembers Park and Lee.
We keep going for policies that place a huge financial burden on housing providers, making it harder and harder to operate in the city of Los Angeles.
Councilmember Lee called the ordinance well-intentioned, but said he couldn't support it. At LA City Hall, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
As he is facing a recall attempt, a community group gathers in Boyle Heights to show support for Councilmember De Leon. Natalie Tavidian reports on why they say he should not step down.
A fourth recall petition. Now, this on the grounds of his participation in a leaked racist phone call from October of last year. This group chanting the words, Kevin is not alone. They want their council member to stay. Alicia Flores, a supporter, says Kevin De Leon is a good leader.
The residents of Council District 14 elected Kevin De Leon. They have the right to determine their own representation. The fact that agitators from outside the community of District 14 are harassed, bullied, threatened, and attacked Councilman De Leon to force him to resign violates their very principles of democracy.
De Leon stayed away from city council meetings for nearly 2 months. He's attended most of this month's meetings. In Boyle Heights, I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Some tense moments for a woman whose vehicle was carjacked this afternoon in Van Nuys with her young son inside. She says she stopped at a Starbucks and the little boy was asleep. She was getting out to pick up a mobile order when a man pushed her out of the way and drove off. The stolen car and the toddler inside were found a short time later. The boy's father was at the scene when the suspect was taken into custody. He had to be held back by police officers as he tried to attack the handcuffed man.
A man has been shot by LAPD officers in Van Nuys. This happened about an hour ago near Victory Boulevard and Tyrone Avenue. It's unclear what led up to the shooting or the condition of the person who was shot. Aerial shots of the scene show a pickup truck full of bullet holes and a gun lying in the street.
The LA County Board of Supervisors has given the green light to tougher gun restrictions. It follows the mass shooting in Monterey Park. The new measures ban sales of handguns and certain ammunition in unincorporated areas and will also ban the carrying of handguns on county property, except by sworn officers. The law will also require gun vendors to keep a ledger of local sales along with fingerprints of purchasers and that all privately owned firearms be kept under lock and key. Supervisor Janice Hahn says the goal is also to keep guns away from children.
Reaction to the supervisor's actions from the group Gun Owners of California.
This motion and the other intended controls that have been publicized by the Board of Supervisors will be challenged, and we are 100% sure that we will be vindicated in showing that these attempts by the Board of Supervisors are completely unconstitutional.
Executive Director Sam Paredes tells KNX the supervisors are overstepping their authority.
And it's a tale of two countries heading into President Biden's State of the Union tonight. And your perspective on whether the State of the American Union is strong or in trouble seems to be highly dependent on your political party, at least for members of Congress. KNX talked with one Democrat and one Republican member of California's congressional delegation to preview tonight's speech. For L.A. Democrat Ted Lieu, he's proud of President Biden's achievements over the last 2 years and where he's taking the country.
President Biden will deliver an optimistic, positive message for America. He's going to talk about what Democrats have done in delivering laws that have helped the American family do better, from the American Rescue Plan to the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law to the Inflation Reduction Act. And then he's going to contrast that with the chaos being caused by extreme MAGA Republicans.
But Sacramento Republican Kevin Kiley tells us he wants the president to own up to what he sees are his policy failures.
Some honesty and some realism, a recognition that the State of the Union could use some serious improvement, and that this country has been on the wrong track in a number of ways over the last couple of years. You know, we're still in the throes of out of control of inflation. You know, the economy is in recession, you know, life has been hard for a lot of people.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.